Chapter 1. London, April 1917. Kate started up the steep, narrow staircase, feet throbbing in her black lace-up boots. Her linen jacket and skirt hung limp on her willowy frame. When she reached the fifth floor and the door to her flat, she inserted the key into the lock and turned it. But the door wouldn't budge. She turned it the other way, and the lock clicked open. Odd. But she was too tired to give it much thought. She stepped inside, closed the door behind her, and walked slowly through the pitch black toward the kitchen. With her hand outstretched, she groped for the cord to switch on the single light bulb that hung overhead. Wartime blackout required all windows be covered at night. She touched the edge of the kitchen table, orienting herself, reached up, and pulled the cord. The light clicked on. A man was sitting at the table, close enough to touch her. She jumped backwards and went weak-kneed with fear as his face came into focus. He stared up at her, his suit rumpled, hair out of place. Two items sat before him on the table, a red purse and a plate. Her vision widened to take in the flat. Drawers and cupboards yawned open, spilling out their contents. Clothes lay strewn across the bed and floor. The man indicated the chair across the table with a gloved hand.
"Please, sit down. You must be exhausted after your long day."
Kate wavered, then collapsed onto the chair. He studied her for a long moment. Wide-eyed, she stared back at him, struggling to keep her fear at bay. He sat forward.
"I believe you have something of mine. I want it back. Now."
Kate answered, her voice sounding surprisingly casual, conversational even. "Whatever could I possibly have of yours?" He exhaled, a brief, sarcastic hiss of air,